Hello.
Hi, my name is Reuben Goldstein. I'm calling from the Bank of Cardiff. Can you hear me okay? I'm in underwriting.
Yeah, sure.
The line is
Yeah.
cutting in. The line is cutting in and out. Do you
Let
have an
me step
office line I
outside.
can?
Let me step outside here and see
Oh, now
if
it's
it
good.
helps.
Now
Okay.
that's made much better. And sir, can I ask you to grab a piece of paper and a pen to make some notes for our conversation?
Hold on just a minute.
Hello? Hello? Sir? Hello? Are you with me?
Yeah, I'm still here.
I'm sorry, I thought I lost you.
I had to get back to my office. Go ahead.
No worries. My name's Ruben. My phone number is 858 866 9102.
Right.
I'm in underwriting. I just want to make sure I kind of understand your goals and put your loan here together. So I've talked to Jaw and Sam about your file, but I'm still a little confused on kind of what amount of money you're looking for and really what this money is being used for.
Used to keep the doors open, pay the payroll.
Okay. So right now you are using,
It's
is
operating
it?
cash. That's operating capital. I've got two machines out there that are half paid for, that are about $3 million worth. So I got about $1.5 million coming in the next 90 days, something like that.
Okay, so you just need a short-term cash infusion.
Well, I need one that can revolve around. Okay, I may, right now I'm carrying that one machine. I got $600,000 cash in it right now. Okay, company does, I mean.
Okay.
So that when I get that money in, that takes the bind off, and cash flow's good for a while.
Okay.
And then it's got a little brother that's got about $400,000 left on it. It's a smaller, slower machine, and the customer is McCormick.
Just so I can so I can confirm, it sounds like you have customers that are in progress paying you on
Sure.
machinery, and
Sure.
right now that those are some very big jobs, and so you definitely need some
Right.
cash flow to kind of on a
Right. There
short-term basis.
you
It sounds like you
go.
need
Right.
a bridge loan essentially.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever done a bridge loan for your company before?
No, what I've done is been receivable financing and then property, barn, and for machinery and property that I've bought over the years.
Okay. And are you doing any of that right now, or are you looking for something a little quicker?
I've got one note for the building here at one bank. It's
Okay.
in my it's in me per, it's my personal it's my family partnership owns
Okay.
it and
Okay.
leases it. So
And so, do you factor any of your invoices or no?
no,
Okay.
it's too expensive, too dangerous, and too expensive.
Okay.
Factoring it, you know what I mean? But basically, what I did with the bank for years was just, I get had a line of credit, and I go in there, and I put so much in the bank, and then I draw some. I take some out of the bank, okay, and then the money comes in on that. I put the money in there. That reduces the loan again, and it makes that cash available again.
Okay. There's two loans, I guess, for your company, or one or two loans. Sterling Bank, is that for the building? Is that what you're referencing?
No.
What do you have a loan with Sterling Bank?
Not that I know of.
Right, there's some kind of filing with Sterling, so I've got to kind of look that up and see
Well,
what.
I have done business with them and paid off machinery, but I haven't had anything with them in a few couple years.
Okay.
I used to bank with them all the time, so I'm
Okay.
sure they got used. They don't always watch them. You should see these filings, if you know what I mean.
I understand. And I see that you've done some equipment financing through some brokers and your transactions right now, but you're paying a company called Financial Pacific Leasing. Is that correct?
That's one of them, yes, sir. There's a
Okay.
couple of them.
So one of the things you mentioned was kind of expensive and dangerous. So let me go over the loan that's available for you. Also, I'm not sure if this sounds familiar, but I think you applied with one of our brokers in the past. Did you apply last year for what's called a working capital loan in October of 2015? Because I see that we actually already had
You may have. I did. What's your company name?
Bank of Cardiff.
No, what I did, the one I sent some other information to is Andy, what's Andy's company name? It's up in New York. One-way financing, I think.
Okay. I don't know if they're one of our brokers. I just see your file was pulled. Did they offer you a loan last time? What happened there?
I didn't like the terms.
Okay. Can I ask what kind of terms they provided for you?
Oh, they want to take money out once a day time. They want to do this. It was several things. I didn't want to give them access to my main bank account because I can't control that.
Okay.
And let's see, what else was it? There were several things.
Okay.
And I've talked to them again. They keep calling me back. They keep saying, come on back again. We'll look at it a different direction. And I've been talking to you guys too, so I just went ahead and see what we can do with you guys.
Okay. So yeah, so let me kind of go over how the product works, and we can take it from there. Also, I understand you sell equipment, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Out of curiosity, who do you use for your customers' financing needs?
I don't.
You don't? You don't have a vendor program? Okay, well, we have a vendor program if you're looking for a source, you know, if your customers need loans.
My customers pay cash. They're Fortune 500 food and pharmaceutical companies.
They don't even know
what the word lease is means.
You don't sell to companies like yourself.
No.
Okay.
Well, I can if I get involved in a line where somebody will take the whole line on and they'll have a piece of equipment they got into it, and they buy conveyors and hook them all up, and they'll buy a machine for me. Then I would be selling, but I got the guarantee from the last one I done was with Mead Johnson, a vendor they had, and the vendor went sour on them, and I got caught in the middle of that one. It's the only time I've ever, but I got paid. Mead Johnson paid us.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Anyway, that's the only time we ever get other than big companies.
And I apologize. I'm having
we also get down payments and progress payments, okay?
Gosh, I understand that. I apologize. I have a site inspector who's calling my line. Do you mind if I just talk to them and call you back in about 10 minutes? Would that work for you?
Sure, go ahead. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.